Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's Pat and JT. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or 402-403-9478. Got a call last night.
Yeah.
From my son. Oh. Like 7:30. Happy birthday, Dad. Like, hey, what's up, bud? Thanks. He goes, did I get it? I'm like, did you get what? He goes, well, Beth said I need to call you on your birthday. I'm like, well, you are 4 days late, but that's okay. He goes, oh, all right. Well, happy birthday, Dad. Beth called him on the day before my birthday and said, hey, don't forget. Got to call your dad tomorrow on his birthday. So last night he calls. Happy birthday. Did I make it? Nope.
He wasn't even sure he was on the right day.
He wasn't even sure. He goes, and he'd already said happy birthday and given me a card or whatever. I'm like, you already did that. He goes, oh, that's right. Well, still, happy birthday. Okay. Thanks, pal.
Do you know when your parents' birthdays are?
I do.
Right? Even as a little kid, I remember, because I've always been into numbers, right? Trying to find patterns, that kind of bullshit, right? And so my dad's was in January, mom's was in August, I'm in December, you know, just kind of like I knew everybody's birth date and year, my grandma's, everybody's, all that shit was locked away. I never understood somebody who didn't know when their parents' birthday was. And I mean, growing up, I remember that happening. Even now, I can see. It's just funny to me, though. He's like, you knew it was in December, or did he? Maybe not.
I don't know. I don't even know if he knows we're in December.
Right. He just knows he got a phone call.
Yeah.
And he needed to make another phone call.
I'm terrible with birthdays, though. Birthdays, anniversaries, I'm awful with that stuff. I do know my parents because it's like pounded in your head over the years, and same with my brother and the kids and stuff. But like when it starts rippling out into, you know, friends and nieces, nephews, whatever, thank God for phones because they're in there, but I don't know off the top of my head.
That and memories on Facebook. Mm-hmm. No, seriously, I think mom and dad had said their anniversary was on the 18th. And every year my mom says something, and every year it surprises me and it surprised her because some people I graduated with got married on their anniversary. So they share an anniversary and they're still living in Ashland too. And every year they get a message from them. You know, always love sharing our anniversary with you. Hope you had a wonderful day. Mom's like, I always forget we had the same anniversary. And I'm like, this has been a lot of years that this has been going on, because they got married pretty much right out of high school, right? And I'm just like, but I forget it. I always forget it.
It's one of those things that you know it, but there's so many other things that push that memory to the back burner, and
you don't even think about it.
No.
And we're in that season too, on top of everything else. Christmas shopping. 1 week, less than a week.
We got everything done this weekend.
Did you?
Everything. We have one more small thing that we have to get, like, and we just need to pick it up on the way home today. And we are completely 100% done with buying everything for everybody.
Mm.
Thank goodness.
I wonder how people are doing with that, because I think things have changed so much shopping. It's not at all like it used to be.
Right.
You can get almost anything for somebody a week in advance, almost a week and a half in advance, probably because of the way shipping was. But I do, and part of me, I feel bad for the postal workers, because I know Amazon has jacked up their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the other side, if that wasn't happening, would you still be in business?
Right. Probably not.
I'm wondering. I seriously wonder.
Probably not. I bet not.
Without Amazon,
it'd be different. Not at the scale, but yeah, it'd be different. I don't know.
I have a girlfriend. She works for the Postal Service. She delivers. She's in Colorado. And every year she sends out videos of some of the crap. It's just the massive pile of boxes that are in the back of her truck that she has to deliver. And invariably, snow-covered roads and snow-covered driveways and all that good stuff that goes along with it. She doesn't complain. She's just like bundling up and here we go. You know, it's like this part of the job. But she loves it, because then the summertime in Colorado And she's in the mountain area.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, so this is the trade-off. I don't think that UPS store would be in business if it wasn't for Amazon. Because that's one of the drop-off spots, and sometimes it's easier to do that than Kohl's. And if it's free both places, I go to a UPS store. And every time I've gone in there, there's usually a line, three or four people, and everybody is dropping off an Amazon return. I've never seen anybody in there in the last 6 months to a year that's doing something other than dropping off an Amazon return. Yeah.
I wonder about that.
Yeah, so I bet a lot of places wouldn't be in business, or at least it would be a lot different if it wasn't for Amazon.
Wasn't it just a few years back that there were real conversations about the Postal Service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going away.
And that was before Amazon really blew up, if you can remember a day when there was no Amazon.
Yeah.
I got a notification the other day that I had 33 deliveries in the last 30 days.
Well, hey.
What the f***?
I mean...
Sorry. Or you're welcome. I don't know which way to look at it, because are you complaining or are you saying thank you? I'm not really sure.
I think I said this before too. Beth has the basket of goodies out there in the middle of the day for whatever, food, cookies, water. Whatever.
Water, yeah.
And exactly. There's the same guy every day that it's usually the same dude. And the other day he looked up at the camera and he always waves, says thanks. And then yesterday or 2 days ago, he looked up in the camera and goes, thanks again, Beth. Appreciate it. I'm like, oh God, babe. First name.
Right. If you're lucky, you do have the same delivery person. Yeah. And you get it. I mean, I feel bad for my postal worker, because he's gotten to the point now where if he has stuff for me, he just backs up into the driveway instead of lugging it from the street.
Probably a good idea.
Okay, let me ask you this. And this brings up a whole other topic. Is it rude to park in somebody's driveway when you go see them?
I mean...
As a friend visiting your friends, you're going to someone... Is it... I just ask.
Okay. So, well, yeah, Beth and I had this conversation about a month ago when one of Sophia's friends came over just to hang out, and she parked, we'll set aside the fact that she parked in the middle of the driveway. So neither one of us could get out of the thing. So we're like, hey, Riley, can you just go? But then
If
she picked a side, it'd been okay. But I'm not the one, I'm not the kind of person that would park in somebody's driveway. I just park in the street right in front.
In their driveway. Why? Is it too intimate?
No, I don't know.
Does it feel too close?
No, I don't. It's if you're going there to hang out, if you're going there for a party, I don't go for the park in the driveway. Because first of all, I don't like to get locked in if somebody parks behind me.
If it's a party, but if it's just you.
I'd park in the driveway.
I'm just blows my mind.
I would definitely park in the driveway.
Not that I'm talking about my circle or anything, but it blows my mind because we have fairly decent driveways too. Like, I mean, lengthwise, right? So there's room. It's not like it's only one car deep or two cars deep and there's not room for you to park here. If you park there, I can't get out. It's not that.
And it's like you'd get out and leave while they're still there. That wouldn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I see it happen. It's like it happens all the time. And everybody, okay, yes, I'm bitching because they always park in front of my house. Mm-hmm. They always park. So I'm always looking outside like, who is that parked in front of my house? Why does that feel? And that feels like somebody's just gotten the elevator facing me when somebody parks in front of my house.
It's weird. Yeah, it's very weird. I don't know. We had that issue for a while where people from down the street, right after we moved in the winter or right after we moved in, even like the first 6 months, they would park because we live on like a cul-de-sac, but only half of it is a park. So it's like wide open.
Yeah.
So people would from down the street, they would have these big, huge SUVs would pull down the street and park on the street by the park.
Okay.
Not even close to their house, right in front of our house. And that got really old. But it just stopped happening.
Yeah.
But you know, it feels like like somebody's watching you.
It does. It just feels, that just feels dirty. Like you've invaded my space is what it just kind of feels like. And especially when I know they're at somebody else's house. Why didn't you park in front of their house?
Yeah.
Why are you parked in front
or
of
park
their
in their driveway.
Or park in their driveway, which is wide open. Yeah. I don't know why that bothers me so much. And I think, too, on a cul-de-sac and most side streets, there's not room for two cars to be parked and another car to get through.
Right, there's not.
Anyway, so you're kind of playing a Tetris game, trying to get through.
Yeah, especially if it's big trucks with their mirrors. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Not that I'm being specific about that
right,
either.
But yeah.
But I didn't even say what kind of car it was, Pat. Were you reading my mind? I don't know.
Because usually little cars are, I could deal with that. But the big trucks, like, okay, dude, you know your truck is huge. You know your mirrors stick out 18 inches into the street. You just don't do it. Fold them in
don't
even.
Don't park in front of my mailbox.
No.
Either. That's really, like, saying something or pushing my buttons, one of the two. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. What else happened today? I'm trying to think. What else did I go through? This morning, trying to get in, I realized when I was like halfway here that I didn't have my glasses, my little readers. Because I got a text and I couldn't read it. I was like, damn it.
It's stupid.
Damn it. Checking my pockets? I'm like, no, they're nowhere. So I had to go to Fairway and get a pair.
That's hilarious.
And that, man, they just do you no favors because they were priced. The girl was there help. There's nobody else in the store. I walked in with them. You could just see I'm like smoking. I'm coming in. She says, what are you looking for? I said, readers. I said, I need 1.25. I just need enough to magnify. She's like, they're right over here. And we go over and she starts looking. She goes, God, they really do you numbered on you, don't they? It's like they were like $21.
Nuts.
They were $18. They were ridiculous. Oh, here's some with, you know, the blue readers so you don't. So this, I'm like, I don't, I just need to see my phone. That's all I want. Just something simple. So these were $8.
It's a good
deal.
They're
so cheap.
Well, but we bought readers last night, as a matter of fact, at Costco. 3 pair for $13.
See, that's what I'm saying. Online, same thing. 5 for $15. Mm-hmm. That's what I usually get. The cheapest ones they had was $8 for this this little number. Aren't these cute?
They're, yeah.
Hold on, it's just they're
very, very studious.
Right? Oh, yeah. Right? Thank you.
Yeah. Beth, and last night, I wish I had taken a picture. She would have killed me, but she had her glasses up here and then readers on here. So she had the glasses up here, the readers on her eyes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we've pivoted.
Peak mid-age.
Peak. She goes, and because, you know, we both could get the bifocal thing, and she doesn't want to do that.
No.
And she goes, I don't want to have to look, if I want to look down at something, maybe I just want to look down at something with my normal vision. I don't want it always to be magnified. I just want to look down.
Right?
I'm like, okay. I mean, that's a good point.
When I'm driving, I'm absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I don't need those on when I'm driving. But if I look down at the dash, I wouldn't be able to see because I can see fine at the dash. But if I had those on, I...
Yeah. And we went to Hy-Vee, went to Costco, got those, and then went to Hy-Vee to see if there were any cuter styles or whatever. So we went and we looked there, but the cheapest ones there were $24, $25.
Insane.
It is insane. And the ones at Costco were great.
It's insane. Exactly.
1.25, yo. That's us as well.
Right? Just enough.
When she put them on yesterday to play her, I don't know what it was, to read something or play a game or something, she goes, oh my gosh.
It's such a relief.
Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh. It's crazy.
The struggle. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how hard you're really stressed. I'm trying to see something.
Yeah. It just took her breath away.
All right. So I grabbed some audio for you real quick. I want you to try this. We're going to wrap it up with this. So this is going to be something you can even do while you're listening, even while you're driving, but be careful. You're still going to leave one hand on the wheel.
Okay.
But I came across this. I've never heard of this. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
And I want to know if anybody else can or can't do this.
Say there's some kind of joint in your index finger that only 1% of people have. Can you touch your index finger to your pinky?
Without your thumb.
Index finger...
On both hands. Index finger, touch your pinky.
I have a feeling it could be a fat hand issue and not a index.
That's how I flip everybody off.
So you've strengthened those muscles over the years.
Can you, without using your thumb?
Without using my thumb, I can touch. I mean, this is like
you
a 19.
You can touch on your left hand.
I can touch on my left hand, and I can't quite there on my right.
Isn't that, I don't know if that's a thing. I'm just curious, left and right hand. I'm just curious what your results are, folks. Let me know.
First of all, I had to figure out what my index finger was. That's not the naughty finger. That hurts. That like cramps up your palm.
Kink. Well.
Ow. So terrible. Maybe I don't have it.
Maybe I should have had you stretch first.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry. Ow. So anyway, so we'll leave you with that.
All right. Thanks to Centris.
And Centris Federal Credit Union. You might want to put some money away for that hand surgery.
That's right. I'm like cramped up, pulled a ham.
A little physical therapy.
Ow.
They do have some great programs in place to help you if you're looking at 2023 and saying, okay, we kind of ended up a little short this year. We didn't have a little extra money in the piggy bank. They do have accounts and certificates. They have all kinds of ideas and would love for you to stop by. You can stop in and talk to them in person. You can jump on their website and give them a call. Everything federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000.
Our partner of 2022. How
like,
you doing?
Legit, my hand is cramped up.
Sorry.
Dang it. Eat a banana. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.